Most of the stately and magnificent figureheads here in the hall were on ships involved in the war between Sweden and Russia in the late 18th century, including the Battle of Haugland and the breakout of Viborg Bay. Gustav III wanted to adorn his glorious navy with symbols, and Admiralty sculptor Johan Ternström was assigned to supply ships of the line and the frigates with ornamentation. Gustav III was very particular about making sure the figureheads were created as he wanted them to be and skillfully executed. He personally approved the small red wax models always made before the real figureheads were sculpted. All the figureheads on the frigates were based on female models from the world of opera, and these names were not randomly chosen. The ships bore names like Tertis, Minerva, Freya, Galatea, and Camilla, and followed in chronological order the operas that Gustav III had produced. If we take Galatea, there at the end in the corner, she was one of the main characters in the opera Acis and Galatea by George Frederick Handel. Galatea was a sea nymph in Greek mythology who was chased across the seas by her rejected suitor, Polyphemus the Cyclop, who had murdered her lover. The sculptor Ternström had given her a dramatic pose. She wears a filmy veil and holds a clam in her hand. She's been captured in her flight, and her representation is imbued with the drama of life. You've not finished looking at Galatea until you go up the stairs and see her face from above.